Every Tesco steak is at least 21 day matured for tenderness, so it's rich and dripping with flavour. Picture it now. Apparently you can taste with your eyes. You've just discovered how to taste with your ears. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old broads. It's me, Ronnie, again. Here I am, still waiting for my little Benjamunius to come back from vacation. It's a Wednesday night, the night for Real Housewives of New York City, and I was supposed to be recording with somebody. We got some times messed up. I freaked out. I just recorded it alone because at this point, I'm like, guess what? I don't care. I'm going to do it alone. Ben's going to be back next week. And until then, I'm ageless, okay? Very inspiring to myself. So I did this recap alone. I'm not going to waste your time with a big, huge intro because this shit is long, okay? This is an hour long of me babbling to myself like a fucking crazy person. So just thank you for dealing. You know, if you guys are not into this solo thing, totally get it. Ben will be back next week. He'll be back Monday. So, you know, you only have to put up with a little more. And for those of you who are into it, God bless your hearts. You know what? I'm praying for you. What else do I have to say? Oh, our live shows. We're coming to West Palm Beach this month, here in the end of August. We're coming to West Palm Beach. We're going to do a Real Housewives of New York reunion episode there. And then right after that, we're going to Atlanta for 2 days. We're not sure what we're doing there yet, but we will announce what we're doing at those shows next week. 3 really fun shows this month. Get over there. Then in September, we're in Denver. We just put up our Karsh t-shirts from Southern Charm. You can get that at crappensmerch.com or at watchwhatcrappens.com, along with show ticket links and a calendar for all our upcoming shows. What else is over there? I think that's all I have to say, you guys, right? Well, sorry if I forgot anything. Thank you for being here. Love you guys. Enjoy this recap. Oh, yeah, and our bonus episode this week is the second of a two-parter talking about going to the Montreal Comedy Festival. So to get that, find our Patreon link over at watchwhatcrappens.com, too. That is enough shilling. I hate shilling. You know I hate shilling. Let's start making fun of some cuckoo people. Welcome to the Real Housewives of New York. I've got a house, okay, my house. I did it myself, okay, my house, inspiration, okay, let's face it. We open up in the Hamptons, and Ramona is bringing Dorinda to check out her totally new, completely different house. Now, I'm not really sure how different this house is. I mean, they show some before and after pictures. I mean, I don't know, it's a house. You know, it looks like it's from the 80s still, but I guess it's like a newer 80s. So I'm not really sure what's going on. But you know what? I remember the 80s. I remember them being pretty shitty. But everybody else now is telling me how great they are. And I feel like that's what this show's doing. It's like, remember the 80s? It's great. Look, it's even better now. Like, guess what? You can try and bring back the 80s all you want. It still sucks in my head. So in other words, Ramona's house is like exhausting and time consuming like it was. But now it's exhausting and time consuming in a new way. And I'm supposed to care, but I don't. But whatever, I support other women, okay? So Dorinda is walking up with
her. And Dorinda's in that kind of apology mode where she knows that she's just like fucked up a lot, like on their last vacation or whatever. So she's just being super overly like, whoa, because, you know, Dorinda does that so that later she can be like, I supported you. Do you remember when you had that new house and I supported that house? Remember your welcome mat? I supported that welcome mat. Which actually sounds like a stupid thing to say, but if anyone watches Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know that that's a big stretch, you know, supporting someone's welcome mat. So anyway, Dorinda walks in here and she's just... She's just totally Dorinda about it. Oh my God, Ramona, I'm excited for the big reveal. It looks like a totally different place. Ramona, is this a door that you put in the front yard to separate the inside of the house from the outside of the house? You're brilliant. You're like Beethoven with door labs. Like, she's like too much, you know? But Ramona will take whatever she can get because, like, who wants to come to Ramona's house? So she's like, oh my God. Can you believe it? It's my home. I did this all by myself. Look at these rugs, okay? Like, these rugs are from Jill Zarin's place. They look like they're $30, but they're $1,000. And I believe in paying more for things that look, you know, cheap because I support other women, okay? And I believe that rugs should support other rugs. That's why this rug looks kind of the same as that rug, okay? Look, even my dog can pee on here. Then we get a clip of Ramona's dog pissing all over, or pooping rather, all over Dorinda's rug in the Hamptons last year. Or not the Hamptons, the Berkshires. And Dorinda having to clean it up because Ramona's just... You know, what we've learned in the past couple of weeks is that Ramona is actually as delusional and in denial about her dog pooping in places as she is about herself pooping in places. Because she never copped to shitting on the ground last week in Mexico. So you see, a dog's owner will act like the dog, and a dog will act like the dog's owner. And look, I get it. Like, I'm exactly the same as my dog. Bueller wants his tummy rubbed. I want my tummy rubbed. Bueller is desperate for love, so he jumps on the first person that walks in the door. I'm desperate for love, so I jump on the first person that walks on the door. Bueller wants someone to congratulate him every time he poops. I want someone to congratulate me every time I poop. I get it. You know, I'm not judging it. I'm just saying, like, at least teach your dog to shit off a rug, you idiot. This world.
We're going to talk about pooping on the rug, okay? How about we put it this way? You can spill wine all over that rug.
Now, Dorinda doesn't really understand that she's making an alcoholic joke because to her, like, red wine is for breakfast. Like, that's not really hard, you know? Like, when people quit drinking and they say things like, well, I quit drinking cocktails, that, you know, not wine, because that's fruit. Dorinda's like totally that kind of girl. So they go giggling through the house together. And Ramona tells us, this is my first renovation. This home of 23 years. It's very uplifting, okay? It's very uplifting for me to remodel. Yeah, Ramona, you're a real motherfucking Teresa over there, putting a new sink in your own kitchen. It all started with the kitchen, okay? And Dorinda walks in and she gasps. I can't talk. Dorinda walks in and she gasps. You guys, listen to how gay I am. Dorinda walks in and she gasps. I did it. But that was a really long way to say gasps. Sorry. Gasps. 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 God. Do I need speech therapy? Do they have somebody that can de-gay my gasping? It's ridiculous, okay? I need a sibling essence. Supports other sibling essence. So they're in the kitchen. Ramona's like, oh my God, I even did the kitchen. This is where it all began back in 1776. And Dorinda does that gasp where she's like, it sounds like all of the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park like ganged up and decided to play flag football with each other. Jurassic World, but not on the wrong side of the highway, okay?
Oh my God, you ripped out the cabinet? You ripped out the cabinet? What kind of woman are you?
I have to say, this is the best feeling in the world, other than giving birth to my daughter. My God, look, it's my boy, cooler, my boy, freezer, or whatever you call it. I don't know how to say words. Dorinda says,
you never leave me. Yeah, you never leave me. It's really amazing.
I'm so proud. Did it all by myself.
Girl, you had someone named Mario coming in there and working on your bathrooms. We already saw him. Not to mention all the loans you took out from Bank of America. Do not front, ma'am. Okay?
There's no shame in being like, I'd like to thank God, my agent, Mario, the gardener, the cabinet person, IKEA, floor. And that's not F-L-O-O-R, that's F-L-O-R with two dots over the O. Still get those catalogs, I don't know why. And Sonia and Luann arrive, and you know, because you just can smell the public transportation pulling up outside. It's like, and Luann is just really over Ramona for, you know, like tons of reasons. I mean, I could list them all here, but I mean, like, how long do you want to be here? So Luann's still being hateful, and also she's sober, which like brings her to a new level of hateful. And so she's wearing spike heels on a new floor, which is just like a cut fitness move. I mean, that's just wrong. Like, even I know that's wrong. And I'm wearing like pink socks with French fries on them right now. Like, I have zero class. So she walks in and she does that thing where she grabs the back of her neck and she's like, ooh, it's like I was just rear-ended. You know, like every time she's upset, she's like, oh, you try and make a sudden stop and then boom, it's always their fault if they hit you. Oh, well, she's still got cardboard down on the floor. Embarrassing. Neck massage. Neck massage. They're missing a trim piece there. They're missing a trim piece. Hey, guess what you're missing, Luann? A house. Okay? Fucker being sued by your own children. Do we have to take off our new shoes like it's a new car? Sonia, you don't take off your shoes in a new car, you fucking idiot. Later in this episode, we find out that Sonia just shits in diapers on the bus. So you know she doesn't take off her shoes in a new car. And then Luann gets really competitive with Ramona, and she's like, oh, look, you have geese too. You have geese too. Oh, they poop everywhere, don't they? By the way, the back end of this season is totally sponsored by poop, okay? I don't know how poop is making money, but that is all we're talking about. It's all we're seeing. It's all that's in my head while I watch this show. Like, I literally want to do the rest of this show while I'm pooping. So Dorinda comes out and she's like, oh my God, Ramona. Oh my God, you got a Luann fountain in your house? Look at that. It just looks just like Luann, but it's standing there streaming out bullshit. No, actually, that's Luann. That's the real Luann.
Oh, hi, Luann.
So Luann and Dorinda do that thing that they do where they look at each other like super close to each other's face. Like their faces are right into each other. Like they're boxing or making out or, I don't know, doing like a breathalyzer on each other, whatever. And then they hug really hard. You know how they always hug. This is the sound of their hug. This is Dorinda. And Luann's like, oh. They're gross. Okay, now listen to those two sounds together. You want to poop now, right?
Oh, Dorinda, you and those blue eyes.
Oh my God, you should see everything in my house. Let's look around my house. This is crazy. These are walls supporting roofs, and roofs supporting floors, and floors supporting hallways. I'm so into supporting things. That's a load-bearing wall. Do you know what that means? It's a wall that supports a roof.
Oh, wow. Look at these floors. Did you pick them from the catalog?
No, I picked them online. What am I, a monster? Catalog monster? Got them online, okay?
Oh, online.
Luann is very judgmental when she hears the word online, as if she didn't just brag not too long ago about having a Pandora station. Okay? You know that's online, right?
It's a radio. It's Pandora. You open the box and Lou comes out. You can't control it.
So then she tells us,
so, we arrived to see this work remodel Ramona did for an entire year. Like, what?
Luann has been huffing extra spray paint because she's literally like Harvey Firestein today. I just want to be loved, Ma! And I'm perplexed by Luann's assholery today. You know, I want to see women supporting other women and all of that stuff, but it's Ramona. Like, you can support other women and not really support Ramona. You know what I mean? Like when Gloria Steinem was paving the road for feminists back in the 70s, I don't think she planned on people like Ramona, because then she would have amended all kinds of shit. Gloria Steinem didn't see the Real Housewives coming. And if she had, I'll tell you this, she never would have started burning bras. So stupid. So Ramona gives them the house tour, and she's like, oh, look at this room. This was just an ugly room before, and then I made it more transitional. What does that even mean? I think Ramona is just so excited to, like, feel a part of a movement, you know? So she's just going to start calling everything transitional. That shitty faux fur rug didn't just discover that it is who it is and, like, decide to live its best life, okay? Like, it was a shitty rug, and it's still a shitty rug. It's not like a transition. Get over yourself. So Dorinda looks at this ugly rug, and she goes,
"Is this your Zarin's too?"
And I just love the idea of Jill Zarin sitting at home in every single episode this season, like, like, she's just being killed in little ways every episode this season. Like, Dorinda doesn't know her name. I mean, granted, Dorinda barely knows her own name half the time, but it's still funny.
Is this your Zarin's too?
Nope, I got it online.
Oh, online again, eh? Shut up, online.
Ramona,
the queen of Remodel.
You know how Luann does that whenever she's mad, but she usually, like, does it on an accent in one word in a sentence. But now, like, every word in every sentence is
bah, of the bah. Ramona, the queen of Remodel. Really? You ordered online? Really? Love for sale.
So Sonia's just going around, like, seeing what's not nailed down and she can fit in her purse, you know? She's like, love that chandelier, Ramona. I love that chandelier. It won't come off. Damn it. Do you have one of those guns that are screws? Do you have one of those? That would be great. I'm really thrilled. This is crazy. Look at everything I did for myself. You know, some people are like Puerto Rico, Schmuerto Rico. Guess what I did? I had a sink put in my kitchen that has one of those pull-off spray things. You can rinse your dishes easier before you have someone put them in the dishwasher. Or is it dishwasher? So bad at words. So Luann is doing her back neck massage still as they walk through this house, and she's like digging her heels through the flooring, you know?
It's like, well, Ramona, good for you.
And then she tells us,
no flowers in the house, not even a chia pet. This is the reveal? Very revealing.
Now look, you know that I love Luann. I mean, Luann's a mess. I actually love all the people on this show. But I especially love Luann. She's a fucking messy human. She really had to stick up her ass that she had to, like, kind of come down from in a way, or, like, pull out in a way as the show has gone on. But she's making it hard today, you know? Like, I loved your show. I loved your Bejeweled Trapper Keeper and stuff. But you need to take 12 steps back to that Ramada Inn you're renting out right now and rethink your word stink, bitch. Okay? You're making me root for Ramona. Get it together, Luann. You don't win a gold medal for not drinking the Breakfast of Champions this morning.
Look at us, we're so skinny having the bull ride.
As if Dorinda hasn't gone home every night and vomited out her guts.
I have news, girls. Can you believe it? It just started again. The diarrhea?
No, Dorinda, the facts of life, okay? They brought back the facts of life. Of course, diarrhea. What else are we going to talk about on this show? And then Sonia takes it even further, as she always does. She's like, I don't know if you girls heard, but me and Carol had our first bowel movement together. We slid into each other's BMs. And then they all just laugh and laugh in Ramona's kitchen about shitting.
Wow, it's me. Just a girl who likes marathons.
So over at Carol's sad house, she's wearing a t-shirt that says, Girl! And playing with her dog named Baby on a couch that's called Couch. And Tinsley comes over.
Oh my god, how are you on this gorgeous day? What a pretty day! I planned this day. Do not complain about this day. I planned this day.
Today, I know this is too much information, but today is the first day I pooped normal.
What do you mean normal? What's normal poop?
It looked like a pee.
Pee pee? That's diarrhea.
No, like a green pee from a salad bar.
I love salad bar. I always top everything with eggs. My eggs.
They cut back to the other ladies in the Hamptons.
You know what, that Friday morning, I'm going to get some fresh air. So I get in the elevator and I punch in, hey. And then suddenly I was like, 2020, 2020.
You know who thanks you, Dorinda? Whoever lives on floor 8. What kind of fresh air is that? You're just going to smoke on someone else's floor. So rude. Then Sonia tells her, why would you run back to the bathroom? Why don't you just get the diapers? Ramona's like, she's not kidding. She wears diapers. She wore them on the airplane. And there's like 100 pictures of Sonia in different positions on the plane, putting up the luggage, getting down the luggage, stretching, you know, down dog, putting her ankles behind her head. And she's wearing diapers under unzipped jeans. She tells us, I'd like a fresh diaper. You know, you have to have them wherever you go. You don't want to get on a jitney without a diaper. I don't like using the lavatory on buses, so I don't. I wear a diaper, and I don't even know what's happening. I know what's happening.
You're shitting your pants on a bus, bitch. Who does that?
You are literally the reason people don't want to take public transportation. Do you know what a bad rap public transportation gets because it smells like poop? And then they all laugh and laugh like they're so fabulous to have a friend who shits their pants on purpose. So then they talk about the boat trip from hell and how Dorinda is just, you know, wasted at that point and just pushing everybody out of the way and being like,
where's the life jackets? Women and children first, I'm both.
And then we cut back to Tinsley still trying to, like, make her trip okay. Which it wasn't, you know, but she's still trying to make it okay. So she's telling Carol,
people have different thresholds of fear, okay? I wasn't scared, but everyone else was scared, and I had to be okay with them being scared.
Well, I smelled smoke, and then the boat was going like this.
I know, but it was fine, you know? And, like, everyone else is freaking out, but it's, like, my natural thing to be like, everything's fine. It's all fine.
And Carol just blinks as she does, and you're trying to figure out what she's really thinking. You know, what is Carol ever thinking? She's like one of those people in a hospital bed, and they're not moving, but in a movie, you know, when someone says, if you can hear me, blink, and then they blink. That's how Carol is sometimes. And she's doing that to Tinsley. Tinsley's like,
Ryan!
Carol's like, blink. So just take that as a yes and run with it, you know? And I think that's why these two are friends. Because Tinsley can just insinuate a feeling, or she can project a feeling onto Carol, and Carol will blink once, so Tinsley just thinks it's okay. So Carol tells Tinsley, after blinking a few times,
I'm no therapist, but...
And just as a note to really anybody out there, but especially anybody who knows me, that's where you end your sentence, okay? I'm not a therapist, period. I don't want a but from you. You're not a therapist, so shut the fuck up. And if you are my therapist, also shut the fuck up. I'm paying you.
I'm no therapist, but... You've been in abusive relationships, and you're in a habit of saying, that's okay. You know, that's where you are in this group. Like the boat, it abused you. And then you said, it's okay, boat. And then before you know it, you're in boat bushes, and you're staring at the boat. And then the boat got scared and called the cops on you. And then you're in prison, or as they like to say on boats, the brig.
And Tinsley just... stares at Carol, and then she starts kind of fanning herself with her fingers, and she's like,
I'm taking this very personally, Carol, okay?
Well, don't.
But I am. I'm taking it personally.
But don't.
But I am.
But don't.
But I am.
Yeah, you're taking it personally because your friend is comparing a bad boat ride to you being abused. Fucking Carol. Back in the Hamptons.
We lived, so yay! Well, I'm still feeling the effects.
You had diarrhea, remember? Like, we all had it so bad, diarrhea. That night, I walked out, and I was like, I'm going to walk around. And then, boom, fell right out of me. Which I think was Ramona actually taking responsibility for pooping on the floor. So I have to apologize for back at the beginning of this podcast when I said she would never take responsibility for pooping on the floor. She just took responsibility for pooping on the floor. So, you know, poop snaps or whatever. I don't know what's appropriate to give, but you go, girl.
Well, I don't want to think about it, Ramona.
Well, yeah, of course you don't want to think about it, because you didn't poop on the floor. You pooped on the bed, okay? And as much crap as Ramona has taken over the years for forcing people to help her unpack and pack and unpack and pack and, like, do all her stuff while she's on vacation, Luann, like, literally shit a bed, okay? Like, you can't say anything to Ramona anymore, okay? Just so you guys know, I'm going to have a skincare party at Magoo. Now, they've been to this restaurant before this year, but the fact that Ramona is coming up with the skin product in the first place, when she's had, like, multiple surgeries, I mean, looks great and everything, guys. Don't get me wrong. But she's had multiple skin things done to her face, multiple surgeries or fillers or toxitox, whatever. So to come up with a skincare and just pretend that that's all out of a bottle, A, is hilarious. And then that you're having your party for it at a place called Magoo. You guys, look up Mr. Magoo, okay, and tell me what that face looks like. It looks like an old Popeye, and Popeye didn't have that ageless glow to begin with, okay? Mr. Magoo is old. So the fact that Ramona is having a skincare line launch called Ageless at a place called Magoo is just so fucking Ramona.
Cleaning my house and cleaning my house and Mr. TV and poop smears.
And now we're at Sonia's house. So I hope you guys are ready for some more poop talk. because Sonia is not only trying to put a human-sized fan inside a tiny little laundry hamper, she's also talking about poop, like a lot of poop. So she's showing her house. She's trying to rent it for $32,000 a month, which is just insane. I mean, I don't think Sonia in her prime even costs $32,000 a month. And she's super nervous, and her friend Christy, the house shower, comes over. And Sonia's explaining all the shit that she didn't do that she was supposed to do before this house was shown. She's like, well, I did one floor, but then not my daughter's floor. Oh, and you have to tell them that in the backyard, the winter left, so the snow melted, and then there's all this poop that was back there, but I didn't see it because there was snow, and then I tried to clean it up, but now it's one big smear. So thank you, Sonia. Now you've ruined buses and bagels for me. What the frick? Is there going to be one scene in this whole show that is not about poop? Please. Have I mentioned Timmy? So Christy's like, you know what, Sonia? I'm going to take care of it. You just go ahead. Go about your day. I'm going to make sure this works. And Sonia says, I feel a connection with her. I feel such a connection with Christy. Well, yeah. You know who I feel a connection to? Anybody who will clean up my poop. I'm with you, girl. People think I'm looking for some special Prince Charming to come along and sweep me off my feet. I'm not. I'm literally waiting for someone to clean up my dog poop. That's it. I'll do whatever you want for the rest of your life. Dorinda's in an elevator. Lord help that elevator.
Okay, I've always wanted to tell you, elevator. I believe in you. I love you. I love everything about you, goddamn you.
Can you imagine being an elevator that Dorinda's inside, just like poking every part of you?
Forcing you to stop at floor 8 everywhere she is just so she can chain smoke out of your doors.
So she's still in apologetic Dorinda mode where she knows she fucked up. So she's just going to everybody's house and complimenting it. That's basically Dorinda's power move in these shows where she's really fucked up. She just goes everywhere and compliments people. So she's at Bethany's house.
She's like, you know you're moving on up when the elevator doors open? Right up into where you are.
Those places are also known as lobbies.
I'm envious. I'm excited, but I'm dwelling it. I'm psyched, but I'm also not psyched. I'm water, but I'm sand. I'm milk, but I'm not dairy. I'm rainbows, but I'm rain. Indoor, but outdoor. Lowercase, all caps. I'm if you, Bethany, I'm if you.
You know what? This is, like, not typical of me to be, like, knee-deep in my move, but I had help this time. You know, because, like, normally I'm, like, move this here, move this here. You know, like, do this, do that. What's the matter? What's going on? What's happening? But this time, it's, like, I had help. And they did it. Like, look at this. This place is sick. This place is sick. Look at this apartment. Sick. Okay? Like, to be able to call this home after a trip like that in, like, a place where the wind got black feet instead of black face just from, like, walking around, like, it's sweet. It's sick. It's, like, sick sweet.
And Dorinda follows her around going,
Liz is sick. Liz is sick. Is that a sink? Is that a sink, Bethany?
Then she shows her Bryn's room, and Bethany is still obsessed with those Ross Dress for Less home section lights inside of letters.
You know, like, look, it says love, but it has lights in it.
Does she get a kickback from fucking Marshalls?
Look at the bar.
Where?
Right over there. Look, it's over there.
But it doesn't say bar.
Look, Dorinda. Okay, look, Dorinda. It's the guest room.
It's the bar. Oh my God, you got a nice makeup, Bethany. A place to get your makeup done. That's what you need in New York City. All right. All you're missing is a big fat guy to climb up in your flip flops and feel like you've won a challenge by the time you finally get him to go to sleep, and you wake up the next morning and he had to crush you to death. That's all you really need in New York City, Bethany. You need to have this photographed.
Oh, trust me, she will. She's going to have this photographed in some magazine, buy all the magazines, and then go to every newsstand in the city and put her magazine in front of Carol's magazine. So as Dorinda's gushing all over the place,
we are living it. This is what we live for, Bethany.
Bethany's totally agreeing with everything she says. And she's following her around going, sick, right? Am I right? Sick, right?
I mean, holy guacamole, okay? Like, sick. This is like holy sick guacamole sick, okay? This is sick-a-mole. That's like a mixture between guacamole and sick. It's like sick-a-mole.
These are things in New York that people die for. Sinks, countertops, doorknobs.
Sick-a-mole. All right, let's eat. Come on, let's eat. Got some skinny girl dressing for some skinny girl lettuce and a skinny girl counter. You can only have one bite at a time because that's all the skinny fork can handle, okay? Don't need to feel complete, okay? Skinny girl, TM.
So what better thing to talk about over a skinny girl branded dinner than shitting?
Oh my God. Did you poop? Like, seriously? Like, I'm pooping normal. Like, I'm the only one who can poop normal out of all of us. Like, yay me. I may give people a lot of shit, but I also can shit. You know what I mean?
And then Bethany tells us for the thousandth time,
I don't get diarrhea. I don't get diarrhea. You know what? I could lick a toilet bowl. Like, I could literally lick a toilet bowl and I won't get it. Now, mentally ill, I got that. You know, that kind of sick, like when you get a good couch or like when you get a good remodel or when you like get a house, you know, that you're going to make millions of dollars off of because you're like a brilliant real estate artist. You know, that's the kind of sick that I could do. Okay.
So Bethany really has nothing going on but her new countertops and stuff. So she's like, oh,
so you got into it with Lou. Remember that? Remember that? Remember when you got into it with Lou? You know, the drunk, one drunk to another.
I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it because I don't want to talk about it. That's the thing. Okay? I went through thick and thin with her. I went against the devil. Okay? I literally went against the devil. I said, you listen here, devil. Luann's gonna sing Alice for the Way You Look at Me, no matter what you say. And then she turns on me. She turns on me.
And Bethany's like, what does she even do? Like literally, like I was there, but I was just thinking about, like, you know, sinks, stuff like that. Like, what'd she do?
She started with a pink cloud. You know, pink clouds.
Dorinda is basically blaming Luann for smog, like general smog conditions now.
I would never do this. You know, stay in your lane. How about that, Luann? Stay in your lane.
Other people who say stay in your lane. Terrified people on the freeway at the same time that Dorinda's drunk driving.
You know, Luann, she doesn't understand her statement was loaded.
You don't understand that you're loaded, okay? You're both loaded. Statements are loaded. You're loaded. Luann's bed is loaded. Sonia's diaper is loaded. This is a loaded show.
There's only a handshake if there's two hands.
It's like when people tell you there's no sound of one hand clapping. That's bullshit. Listen. That's my hand clapping itself. Okay? So shut up.
How dare she come after me? But you know what? I'm going to go to a therapist, you know? Because I'm in a real good place with John. And I realize it's not about John. It's about me. We didn't break up. I just wanted to make sure that we're always in a growing place.
I don't know John very well. I only know John from watching him on this show. But I understand John's kind of personality because I'm an eater as well. And I can guarantee you this. John will always be growing. Okay? You're welcome. So Bethany comes back with, like, a backhanded compliment.
Well, you know, you're lucky, because, like, with John, he's not going anywhere. Like, what's he going to do? Like, rent a bike? Like, he literally can't. Like, physically, he can't. Like, he'll get on it, and it'll beep him off and be like, no, John, no, get off me. But it's, like, totally different with me and Dennis, because, like, I said to Dennis, 90 days. Like, I'm not going to talk to you for 90 days. Because, you know, it's, like, hard to realize that the person you love isn't the right person, and maybe I'm not that person for him. Maybe he's not that person for me. Like, really, who is Dennis? He's a menace. That's who he is. Yeah, I might live here forever alone. Like, I might just be here forever. Like, where's Kevin? I can't even keep a relationship with Kevin.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
It's me again. I'm still talking about poop smears and poop smears and...
So back at Sonia, Sonia comes back from doing, you know, dumpster diving or whatever the hell she was doing while her house was being shown.
And Christy says, you know, Sonia, she really liked the place, but here's what came up. Was it the poop? No, it wasn't the poop. Was it the dead people in the basement? No, it wasn't the basement. Was it the 5-foot-tall fan in the laundry hamper? No, Sonia, it wasn't that. It was that, you know, you look at the backyard. I knew it was the poop. No, it's not the poop, Sonia. Let's stop talking about poop, okay? You look out in the backyard, and there's that construction there. I mean, there's something, we need to do something about that construction. Okay, so I was thinking instead of 32 a month, it would be really helpful to put a 2 in front of that number. And Sonia says, I am not taking less than 32, okay? If they can't afford it, they shouldn't be looking.
Which kind of disqualifies Sonia herself from living anywhere ever.
Literally, seriously, kill me now.
Bethany and Luann are next, and they meet up at this, like, make-your-own lipstick place, which actually helps explain a lot of the diary room looks this season. Bethany is dressed like a macrame, like, plant, like, ficus plant in the 70s. Like, she basically looks like Carol in the 70s. Just, like, this stringy thing in, like, silver macrame. And Luann comes in wearing a silver bag. And Bethany's like, oh my God, your bag matches my outfit.
Hysterical. Hysterical. Oh my God, that's hysterical. That's the bag I picked out for you, remember? Like, what would you even put your lipstick in? What would you put your wallet in? Like, you'd have nothing, okay? But I picked out that bag for you. So you're welcome, you know? Like, you're welcome, you know? Like, it's like I give to you. I give. You know, I can't stop giving.
And Luann's just looking around this place like, where am I? I mean, make your own lipstick? Why, I never. At least it's not online.
I want you to make a Countess Cabaret lipstick, okay? I want it to not know the words to anything and be, like, super off-key, but really fun. And then I want it to just smear itself all over pirates' necks in faraway places, okay? Hysterical. Hysterical.
And Luann is kind of shocked that Bethany's being so nice to her all of a sudden, because really, Bethany has been a monster to everybody at some point in time or another. And she's just being nice to people because she's screwed. Like, she knows she's screwed, and she's trying to win back any friend she can at this point, right? So she, Luann's resisting the urge to give herself a back neck massage while she's like, oh, my neck, while she's talking to Bethany, and just look at the positive. And she tells us,
Bethany and I have known each other for a long time. She's fun. She has her moments, but that fun girl is there somewhere. Now that Carol's out of the way, so we can reconnect.
Then Lou tells the makeup lady,
well, you know, here's the color I want. You know how certain reds are better than other reds? I mean, there's orange red, red red, just plain red. I like blue red.
And Bethany's like, oh my God, yeah, blue red. So I saw Dorinda and she said she needs therapy.
Oh, for what she did to me?
No, she doesn't think she did anything to you.
Well, I have no relationship with Dorinda after I know what she thinks of me. Do you remember when she called me a countess? Do you remember when she said, I have a mugshot? Do you remember when she said, hit it, boys? Oh, no, that was me. 1, 2, 3, hit it, boys. Loving that man of mine.
Like, seriously, shut up.
You know me, Bethany. I'm the kind of person that forgives. I'm the forgiver. I'm the great forgiver. But I just don't know if I can forgive her.
Well, she doesn't need your forgiveness. That's what she said, so there you go.
Well, you know, it hurts. It hurts. I mean, I've known Dorinda a long time, but when you're the one Dorinda's chasing around a room with an emotional rolling pin, it's terrifying. It's terrifying. It's like the first time I learned that drum sounds don't actually come out of pianos. But unfortunately, you hurt the ones you love the most. And I say, love the one you're with. So, what about you and Carol?
Well, you know, here's how I think about Carol. Sometimes you're on a trip, and you take the wrong turn, and then you can't find the main road, and then you're like, I'm going to get out of the car and just walk. And then your friend's like, well, you know, like everyone in the movie theater's like, why are you walking? Why are you walking? Like, what the hell are you doing? And you're like, whatever, I'm pretty, like I'm wearing a bikini, like I'm just going to walk, nothing bad's going to happen to me. Like, it's a cornfield, what's going to happen? And next thing you know, you're Paris Hilton in a bad movie with a pole through your head.
Hmm. Movies. I don't want to do movies. Now films.
But, you know, Carol told me. She told me last week. Remember she told me? She said she wants light and fluffy, like Tinsley, okay? I'm not light. She wants light and young and not responsibility.
Like her men. Young. And her men have no responsibility. I know, because she stole one right out of my kitchen with the oven still going.
Yeah, speaking of ovens and meals you can make at home with no pressure or effort from Skinny Girl TM, Carol and I are like burnt marinara, okay? You can't fix it. You can put sugar on it. You can put a little vinegar on it, but if it's burnt on the bottom, you taste it on the top.
And girl, I don't understand a lot of what Bethany says, but I know what it's like dealing with a burnt bottom. Never mess with the bottom, girl. They'll ruin your life. Also, who puts vinegar in burnt marinara? Does anyone actually eat the shit that she puts out? I mean, I'm no skinny girl. After they bitch to each other about their latest in a long string of failed relationships, they move on to other failures that they have in common. Ramona!
So, we arrive at Ramona's reveal, and it's white. Everything is white. The kitchen is white. She has a slab on her countertop. A slab, Bethany. It's this thick, like a headstone. Like someone's going to be buried there. I'll be here all week.
And then Bethany gets that wide-eyed, like, you're a crazy asshole look on her face. But she kind of smiles and nods and just keeps it going so she's not yelled at as much as Luann is at the reunion.
And it's so cold in there. You wouldn't want to spend one night in there. Needs a cookie jar or something that says Mott backwards. No warmth, no charm, no character. I'll tell you what, that girl's not getting a tour. Money can't buy you glass. You know what? She's my inspiration.
Rude. Well, lucky for you, money can buy you a pass.
If a tree falls in the forest, then I'm not there to hear it falling down. Do I still have to apologize to it? And if I do apologize to it, is it gonna apologize back? I'm really sick of fucking trees.
Carol arrives at, like, Benihana or somewhere. I don't know where it is, but they're very careful to show us meat being put on a stick. Like, it's a huge thing. It's a huge shot. So Carol comes in, and she's wearing... we've seen her already in her fingerless gloves today. Now she's wearing these sleeves that go over her hands. You know, there's, like, a little thumb hole. And I realized... At first, I thought Carol was trying to do the, like, suddenly seeking Susan Madonna phase of things, which, you know, like, way to stay relevant. But then I realized that she's got, like, a hand issue. Like, I think that she sees herself as Madonna back then, but with hands of Madonna from now. Like, Madonna made it into a time machine, but her hands, like, got stuck in the elevator. You know what I mean? So that everything got changed but the hands. Like, all she can see are bad hands. So now she's always covering them with, like, handouflage or whatever. And it actually makes me feel for Carol. Just kidding. So as a real housewife does, she enters carrying two of her own hardcover books. Gross. And Dorinda goes,
"That's funny. I have a book that I'm reading. I know you think I'm dumb, but I actually do partake once in a while."
No one has ever accused you of not partaking in anything. And you don't have anything in common. You're reading a book. She wrote a book. Well, she knows a really smart ghost that did.
"I just came from my agent, and I'm not going to pin all of my hopes on this, but I think I've finally been adopted. He's rich and bald, and he'll even take Sandy. I'm 10 years old.
But seriously, folks,
they're optioning The Widow's Guide to Fucking to be a TV series called Widow's Guide to Fucking TV People. And tomorrow I'm going to have a party for Cosmopolitan Magazine to celebrate the marathon."
And then they show this clip of Carol reading. They show this clip of Carol reading Cosmopolitan at the newsstand. Like Isaac Mizrahi in that documentary where he became famous, where he's like waiting to see the reviews of his new line. And she's standing there like reading the fresh off the presses Cosmo at the newsstand, like the paragraph that she wrote, and she's wearing those fingerless gloves. Oh. My heart kind of hurt. I mean, I feel like an asshole, but also a good person for feeling things, but also just like I might literally die of a heart attack because I eat a lot. Back to the restaurant.
"This year, with a book, sexy salads not in my life anymore, and a possible television show about old people fucking, it's been a transforming year."
Dorinda goes,
"Roasted chicken."
"Hey, that's rude."
"No, that's what I'm ordering for dinner."
"Is it my turtleneck?"
"No, literally, I want a roasted chicken." "Wait, I think they've got turkey here."
"Hey!
Ducks. You know I like how ducks waddle."
"Hey, I'm leaving."
So then Carol tells Dorinda the goss that apparently... Bethany has been texting Red Scarf Guy, and she texted him and said, "Hey, you in Miami this weekend? Like, you want to burn marinara together? Like, seriously, sick." And Dorinda says,
"You don't want to hear about that because I was at Bethany's house and she got a sink. And she said it was a mistake text. I mean, Scam Likely is calling me every day, but it's not like it really wants to get in my pants, you think?"
"No, it wasn't a mistake. She maligns his character, and then she reaches out to see if he's in Miami."
With Bethany Frankel, that's called love, okay? I don't know who you think you've known for all these years, but I think that's very romantic, Carol.
"She's so two-faced. And then she texted me, and she reached out, and she said she hit a wall in Cartagena."
"Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one fucking wall. You know, I told that wall, don't you lecture me, baby."
"No, figuratively."
So then they both agree that Bethany just distorts the story and makes shit up just to look good. While Carol laughs without a care in the world about her Cosmo magazine article and her marathon, and Dorinda laughs carelessly about not being a drunk.
"Wow, Cosmopolitan, youth, gumballs.
Time for the
Cosmopolitan magazine marathon tracksuit party.
I get that this is marathon theme, so you're supposed to wear activewear, but I think it's like an excuse for a couple of things. Carol wants to look like two of the worst versions of Gwen Stefani ever, and she wants Adam to like be properly dressed for a cocktail party at least once in his tenure on the show.
It's athletic chic. It's a cocktail party, but it took three times more work.
How did this take more work? Cosmopolitan threw it, and you literally put on jogging pants, Carol. So Ramona, the supportive friend that she is, walks in a cocktail dress. And she's like, can I say congrats? Congrats. Officially? Officially. This is like officially congratulations. Like, right now, if I was a sink and you were me, you'd be saying, congratulations, sinks. You just did something really unstoppable for Ramona and proved that she's every woman. Carol's like, what are you talking about? You're in a cocktail dress. Then Heather comes up and she's like, mamas, step off the curb, mamas. And I love seeing Heather because, like, she's such a mom at all time. Like, she comes up with a paper towel, just starts wiping everyone's face, you know? And Ramona's like, oh my God, it's that girl. What's her name? Hey, girl, what do you say? Give me some love. Give me some love. Do that. Do that right now. Say it right now. And she's like, you better step off the curb and give me some sugar, mamas. And then Heather does that, like, mom smile thing where her face is smiling. Well, her mouth is smiling and her eyes are kind of not moving and her forehead's not moving and her nose isn't scrunching. But right between her nose and her eyebrows, like, I guess the bridge of her nose, that's the only thing that scrunches on her face. And I forgot that about Heather. And you know what? I've missed it, Heather. I've missed your bridge. I've missed your nose bridge emoting. I never understood how important that was to me until you were gone. And look, you're always telling people to step off the curb and trying to get all street because you know Puff Daddy. And now your friend is having a tracksuit party. I mean, why did they ever fire you?
She ran a marathon.
Mamas, mamas, hi mamas.
And of course she's the first one here. She's a really good friend. She supports me in everything I do, even though I barely know her name because I never call her back anymore.
And Tinsley walks in this, like, fluffy fur coat, and she's still upset, you know, about the weekend, but she's trying to be fun, you know? So she looks like a Swiffer Sweeper duster, which I just got. Those are amazing, by the way. They're not giving me money to say this, but the Swiffer Sweeper duster thing is literally, like, it will take dust off anything. Get one. So that's Tinsley. And Ramona sees her, and she's like, Tinsley, oh my God, what are you, a cheerleader for Dallas now? Like, who is she? Hey, fat guy. That guy dating Tinsley with all that money. Can't you tame her down a little bit? Like, what the heck?
I decided to wear my alma mater, Columbia, because I played tennis there, and I wore my eyelashes when I graduated from there, too, and I just don't talk about it every day, but that doesn't mean that I'm not a smart girl, Mom! Oh!
So then Adam comes in, and he's got this humongous trophy, which is kind of cute, because it's like Carol's at this monumental time in her life, and she looks over, and she sees, like, two trophies. So he's coming in, and of course he's dressed correctly for the first time ever, you know, in his tracksuit or whatever. And this really does prove the old adage, you can date younger, but they only get older. You know what I mean? I mean, Adam really looks like a creep in a white van right now, offering children lollipops from behind, like, a half-open tinted glass window. And it's so awkward, and Carol and Adam talk, you know, which I imagine is, like, every moment of their life. And she's like,
thanks for the trophy.
And he's like, well, maybe we could get a coffee one time. Like, he has this weird way of talking. He says he's just creepy. And you know what? Adam's never done anything really mean. Like, he's fine. He makes salad. That's what it is. You guys, he makes salads. That's why I hate him. Sometimes I can't pinpoint why I hate people, you know? And I think it's just part of my personality. It's like my natural, like, why do roses smell good, you know? But that's like my gross part. I'm just hateful. But I'm trying to find reasons because I'm older now. So I'm like, why do I hate that person? And now I figured it out. Kale. I hate him because of Kale. So she goes,
nice to see you looking
at leisure.
Yeah, at leisure.
Okay. Hey, guys, could you please get back together, move in together, and lock the door behind you so the rest of the world never has to deal with your asshole personalities again? Who talks like that? So Scott's over telling Tinsley, gosh, sorry, that was Shep. Scott's over there telling Tinsley, he's been working on it for days, that trophy. He sent me pictures of it and everything. And Tinsley's like,
oh, you didn't tell me he sent you pictures. Oh.
So Heather gets Carol alone for a second. She's like, "Mamas, so Ramona said that you've been finding your voice, which is weird because as someone who actually knows you, you have your voice, Mamas. You've always had your voice, okay? I hear it every time I call you and it says, 'Hi, this is Carol. I'm not home right now, but I'll call you back.' Your voice promises to call me back, but then you never actually do. So I'm really familiar with what your voice sounds like. Okay, so I know that you've got one. Mamas.
Well, you know about my voice.
Well, about your voice. Maybe it just needs to be about... Shut up, Carol. Maybe it just needs to be about you and not...
Who?
You know who.
Not Bethany.
I'm just... You know what? I want you to say it, not me, because this is your voice, Mama's.
Bethany, well, I'm just trying to balance things out.
People, and I'm not going to say their names because I'm not a horrible human being. I have shapewear. I did it first. I had the idea for jeans first. And you know what? As someone who's come up with shapewear jeans before some people, I just wanted to say that, Mama, some people are absorbed sometimes. They're self-absorbed. You know, they're absorbed with themselves and they don't even realize it. And some people, who I'm not going to say their name, but if their name started with an M, it would make more sense. Methany. Okay. Some people cannot be told if someone's offering you a meatball on a fork and trying to choo-choo its way into your mouth when you're not feeling good, and they slap the fork away and call you the C word. Some people just can't be taught otherwise. You know what I'm saying, Mamas?
Well, Heather gets it. She probably understood Bethany quicker than any of us.
Which is why she got fired first. So the girls all take a group photo and compliment each other on each other's, like, diarrhea bodies. And Tinsley's like, "That's my new business. It's going to be called the Columbia Cleanse." And everybody laughs. Not really because they think diarrhea is funny, but just the thought of Tinsley having a job, you know? So Adam is still awkwardly talking to Carol and, like, jangling change in his creepy pockets, like his creepy jogging pants pockets.
"Congrats. Quite the accomplishment and the article. Whoa. You're going to inspire a lot of people to run it. Let's grab a coffee sometime and catch up."
And then Carol, who pretends like she's really hard to get, just pauses for a long time, like,
"Coffee? I don't drink coffee anymore. Only tea."
Oh, Carrie Hadshaw. It's over. James. So Bethany's in the car. It's raining outside. And Kevin is still not in the driver's seat. What is the deal with Kevin? Can Radar Online, can someone please shed some light on this? What is going on with Kevin? Where did he run to? Okay. Sonia gets in and she's wearing skinny girl jeans. And Bethany said,
"Oh my God, look at you. Oh my God, you're such a model. Like, oh my God, they're so good for the rain. Look at this. I'm freaking out. Those are sick. Those are, like, literally sick."
"Oh, I wear them every day. I love free things." And Sonia tells Bethany, "I had Mr. Watch TV over again. You know, I'm not the type to blab about my relationships." So that's why I give them monikers. Like Frenchie. Yeah, the mysterious Frenchie that was in every scene last year. What the fuck are you talking about, Sonia? So they get to the jean store, and there's all these, like, tie-dyed cotton throw things everywhere, and Bethany walks in, just like she walks into every place, just criticizing the fuck out of it. She's like,
"Oh my God, hi, what are we on an acid trip today? Seriously? Like, literally? What is this? Like, what is this, tie-dye? Literally? Like, I'll die, okay? This isn't even tie-dye. This is, like, I'll die. It's like, I die.
So they meet Bill, who's the jean guy, the guy at the jean factory, who you know is very serious because he's wearing tight jeans and a flannel shirt and some, like, faux fur vest thing. I mean, even Sonia makes fun of his vest. And she took it up the butt the night after Luann in a greenhouse, okay? Sonia's not very judgmental.
Belt, I'm here because I want to be honestly involved and, like, I want to speak, walk the walk, wear a jean to jean, you know what I mean? I want to, like, skinny the skinny, girl the girl."
So Sonia, who's obsessed with prison shows still, sees the line of industrial washers, and she's like, "Oh my God, this is like prison. My prison shows. This is how they kill people."
Oh my God. She's like a whack job. Like, seriously? Like, I am too. It's like two whack jobs. Look how fun we're having. I mean, we're having so much fun. Like, literally, like, the difference between Sonia and Carol is that Carol takes herself so seriously, and Sonia doesn't, you know? And that's what I need, because, like, I really don't like taking myself seriously. Seriously, what is this tie-dye? Well, I'm gonna kill myself. I'm literally gonna kill myself. Remodel this entire factory. I'm taking all my money out.
Bethany points to a machine. She goes,
oh my God, wow, what's that? What's that machine? What's that machine?
That is a machine that when the jeans are wet, it super dries it.
So a dryer. It's a dryer.
And Sonia says, yeah, it brings the water out. And Bethany goes, oh, what? You're the smart one now? Like, seriously, you're the smart one? Oh, but feel how soft this is. You know why? Because it's been through the ringer, like me, in relationships, which is why I don't give a fuck what people think anymore.
What? What are you, the popular one now? Seriously?
I went to fashion college. This is so amazing how it reminds me of going to fashion college, you know, where I learned about those machines that people dye in and the rings that people ringer in. You know how it is.
So they're brushing jeans and being explained how jeans are, like, colored and shaded to show bigger dicks or whatever. And she's like, what? Like, seriously? Like, you make them look like people have bigger packages?
And the guy says, yeah, that's why it's called BPD, Big Package Denim.
And Bethany's like, oh, my God, get out of here. Get out of here. That is everything. That is get out of here.
She's trying so hard to convince herself that she's having fun that literally employees are putting themselves in the big washing machines and just killing themselves. Over at Madame Paulette.
How are you? I'm here to see John.
John, your wife is here to see you.
Wife, he's not my wife, all right? He's not my wife. He's the big bowl of sludge I climb every night and say, you know what? I may not have liked that trip, but I made it to the top. Okay?
So John comes out, like,
hey, Dorinda, gosh, look at the teeth, Dorinda. Wow, look at those dresses. You like those dresses?
Are those my dresses, Jack? Are those dresses for me?
Well, they could be your dresses, depending on how long they stay here, eh? You know what's going to happen if somebody forgets they left the dress here? I'm going to put them on you, baby. Welcome to your castle, queen.
My daughter is my sister, okay?
Now, Ageless by Ramona. You know that it's ageless because I had a poster blown up for me at Kinko's or Kiko's, whatever you call it, Fedix Kinko's, because I'm bad with words. And then I had them get a big eraser and I had them take off everything except my eyes because I support eyes. I support eyes that support other eyes.
Like, literally, this picture looks like anime, okay?
So she's like, oh my God, look at that picture. It's like giving birth. Okay? This is the pre-celebration for Ageless by Ramona. I just want the girls to get here and put Ageless by Ramona on the hands and tell me what they think.
Spoiler alert, they're going to say, oh my God, this feels like lotion. So Dorinda is keeping consistent in this episode, and she shows up like,
oh my God, Ramona, you redo this entire restaurant? It's beautiful. Did you think of it, Ramona? Ramona, is this carpet by Jill Zaran? This is amazing. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud. You ain't proud. This is a game changer. This is a game changer. It's Ageless.
Luann comes in wearing Grover.
Oh my God, here's another one. Another Ageless drunk. Look at you, Ageless.
So Tinsley comes in and she's still being defensive about her goddamn trip.
Guys, I have a new business plan. It's called Tinsley Travel Tips. Travel trips you'll never forget. You guys are just pussies. That was a good trip, right? Right? It's a vacation so amazing you'll literally shit your pants.
Sonia gets out of an Uber Black, and she's wearing readers and Ivana Trump hair, and she stares at the door, and she slams it really hard, and then she takes off her CVS readers like,
that's right, Ivanka without a K, it's me, girls.
Now, remember that time when Sonia got screamed at by Bethany for cheater brand and stupid C word and et cetera, et cetera? Sonia never learns, you know? She's like me in PE class, like refuses to learn anything. And she comes in with shoes, okay? Her shoes. And at first it's like, oh, that's nice. She's just going to bring maybe shoes for Ramona because she can't afford another gift. I mean, I don't know. But no, she makes Luann model the shoes. She's putting out, she's like, I got big ones for you, Luann. So she's like having them model them. And she tells us, you know, the people who buy Ramona's skincare need my shoes. Same demographic, right? Makes sense to me. And Ramona, of course, immediately calls her out on it. Tonight, this is about me, okay? This is about Ramona being ageless in skincare, not shoes, Sonia, okay? I support other women, but not this much, Sonia. And then Sonia does the most hurtful thing she can possibly do. She's like, Well, there's no way I'm bringing Carol and Dorinda shoes after what they put me through. Oh my god, this is going to be the end of Dorinda and Carol, okay? This is going to be like murder-suicide coming up here. Oh my god, it's my ageless party. This is probably going to be the finale, because I'm the star of this show. So everybody, let's like talk about the end of our storylines. For example, ageless, sinks, I did a floor by myself, all by myself. It's like building my house. It's like I had a child out of a foundation vagina, okay? I think we're in such a good place, all the girls. Sonia says, well, actually, I think Dorinda's probably still a little snappy. Snappy? What about Bethany? She's angry. I don't see angry. I see free jeans. That's basically what I see. I don't think Bethany supports women, okay? Like, she can't even text. Like, she doesn't even support Siri, okay? She doesn't even support, like, a voice of a woman on a phone. And Carol goes up to Lou.
How was rehearsal?
Oh, it was amazing. We've got a beatboxer that works in Hamilton.
And of course, it's like the most white bread beatboxing you've ever seen in your life. Almost as white bread as Luann standing on that coffee table last week going,
beatboxing, guys, you know, woo, 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 woo.
And then we get a clip of this rehearsal with Sonia just completely not knowing her lines, which are terrible lines. You know, maybe her brain is just rejecting the bad art, but she's not getting the lines. And then that guy, Ben, the director, is in the audience going,
oh, you can do it, baby.
And he's like doing the arm dance in the audience. And then Sonia is like crashing over the music stand. You know, she shits the floor or whatever. And then you just hear Ben go,
I'm going to kill myself.
So Dorinda comes up to Luann, and Dorinda's like five shits to the wind right now.
You should be proud, Luann, okay? You should be proud. I want to congratulate you on your ageless makeup sinks and your apartment with the elevator door that opens right up into it, okay? I'm sorry we had a mishap, but here's what I did. I prayed about it. I went to church, and I said, Richard, get me a Tito's with an olive and three blue cheeses. And I support you, and I'm sorry.
And Luann goes,
I know. We don't have to say it again, Dorinda. I know, Dorinda. I know she needs to apologize again and again to me, but, you know, show me. Show me you're doing something about your drinking problem, okay? Cop to it. And I didn't mean to say cop, by the way.
Only Luann could call someone a drunk while laughing about being arrested for being a drunk. So they hug too hard, and Dorinda gets lipstick all over everything, you know, and probably leaves some gum in Luann's hair on accident because she open mouth hugs. You know how Dorinda is. Dorinda tells us,
you shouldn't dance with Willie. And Willie, I'm sorry too. Okay? But maybe she's like the weirdest. Or maybe it's just not the kind of friendship we have. Or maybe chickens did come before the egg. Maybe there's not enough crayons in the bags. Maybe Cloud's a god coffin. Maybe we're really awake when we're dreaming, but we're dreaming when we're really awake. Maybe toasted bread is just really hot. Maybe email is really magic. Maybe gravity's not real and an apple just fell on that guy's head because he was sitting in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe cavemen lived in caves because they don't know how to use Craigslist. Maybe giraffes wish they were tiny like dogs. Maybe Sally's thing, but we just talked ourselves into like a music thing.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible's Summer Listens. Like the spellbinding mythos, written and narrated by Stephen Fry and published by Penguin.
Uranos the sky covered his mother Gaia the earth everywhere. He covered Gaia in both senses. He covered her as the sky still covers the earth to this day, and he covered her as a stallion covers a mare. When he did so, something remarkable happened. Time began. Something else began, too. What shall we call it? Personality? Drama? Individuality? Character, with all its flaws and failings, fashions and passions, schemes and dreams. Meaning began, you might say. The seeding of Gaia gave us meaning, a germination of thought into shape.
Audible's Summer Listens. Choose from the world's largest selection of audiobooks, and listen to your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.